Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Spencer. Bad pass deflected away and grabbed in the backcourt by Buddy Hield. He's got 7 seconds. Brings it across the timeline. Crossover dribble of beauty. Down the lane. To the paint. Feeds Payton. Right side. Triple. Got it! Golden State takes the lead.
Buddy Hield playmaker?
It's the third lead change of the game.
Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call last night. Warriors get beat 124-112. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us at 12:30.
Monty!
And, Warriors
went up four!
Okay, so here's how I was going to start the show, but I didn't realize that you were going to be fuming.
Well, you threw it at me.
That's because I heard you called in to the morning show, which means you were wound up.
Well, they asked me to call in.
You know what's funny is, you came out and Pat Spencer. You know what I was going to come out? Here's how I was going to come out.
Let's do it.
All right. You could almost play the open now, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
I would have come out and I said, Goo, the great Don Nelson, one of the greatest coaches in our league's history, he always would make a distinction between losing and getting beat. So we'd be out, let's say, and a fan would come up and say, did you guys lose tonight to Don Nelson?
Yeah.
And he would either say, yep, we lost, or no, we didn't lose tonight. We got beat. The Warriors got beat last night. They didn't lose that game. They got beat by the Oklahoma City Thunder, who did what the Warriors did for 5 years to teams.
Yeah, I wish that fan would ask Nelly, did you help them? Did you help them get beat?
Oh, well,
did you make a decision?
You would have made some decisions stranger than Steve Kerr.
And I know this is the Pat Spencer episode, but Steiny, if this were player A from Union City and he was having this game, and you deem him a 12th man with two guys out, I would be furious just the fact that why did you deem him the guy to come out of said game? So it's bigger than Pat Spencer.
Yeah.
And I am waiting for Kerr, when the microphone's in his face when they land in Philly, for him to double back and say, you know what, I missed that. I know last night was right after, but man.
This is different, though, than him forgetting about Moody. This is him making a conscious decision with 4 minutes left. I'm taking Pat Spencer out, who's played 5 straight minutes, and I'm putting in Pods, who's ahead of him in the rotation, who was playing just as well as him when he got out. And so I'm going back to Pods, who's got more experience playing in the last 4 minutes of a game. And that's the decision he made. And if Spencer keeps playing like this, like maybe at some point he'll leapfrog some players in the rotation, but I guess last night wasn't that night.
Yeah. But watching it in real time, I just got to ask it. I know how you think, so I should know the answer. I mean, what was your surprise level that they're up four at any stage of that game after being down 22? I thought that I told Norm they might lose by 40. Like, I thought it was going that way.
Well, it didn't. They played hard. It was they They played well. They were missing Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler for the second half of the game. And, you know, that's kind of the other thing, too, is this team is so reliant on Curry, Butler, and Draymond Green that when they don't play, the difference in the team is so dramatically different.
But why did everybody's work to their favor yesterday after Jimmy left? I guess I'm asking.
Because they played a little fast. I mean, I don't – like, they played well. The bench guys played well.
And faster.
Okay. And is that transferable game after game after game?
Well, I hope we don't have to find out.
Is Seth Curry going to make 6 out of 7 shots?
Yeah, he was good.
Like, he was a big reason they were even in the game.
And he got hot at one point and came out the game. And I guess, hey, you got a pattern and you got to come out. But I thought to myself, I was like, do you want to take him out now? Can you squeeze a little more ketchup out the bottle?
I mean, Seth Curry was saying that he
was winded.
He's got to get into better shape, but he was good.
I said he looked a little heavy. Remember, I taped that on the thread, then he just made everything.
Let's go to Aaron in San Leandro. Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show today.
Thanks.
Hey, you know, I'm in agreement. One of the rare few times that I can agree with both of you guys. One, it's always I agree with one and disagree with the other, but I agree with both. I mean, Kerr, great coach. Probably one of our winningest coaches we have, but, I mean, this is just one of the latest current things that he's done that's questionable. Taking past special off the hot hand, you know, when you got your key guys out, you know, pretty much all hands on deck. But you don't take out the hot hand that gives you a chance to win the game. You know, I mean, what's your opinion on that?
No, I like it.
I already know what it is.
Yeah, no, I like it, and I'll go first because you always talk about a guy getting his, but he's not a playmaker. He's being selfish. Pat Spencer's game was incorporating everybody. He was in that paint all night, and then if he couldn't get his shot, he was kicking out. So guys were feeding off of him. There was, shout out Janet Jackson, there was a Rhythm Nation. So you didn't just take Pat out the game for pods. I thought you just, all continuity in the flow went with that substitution.
Okay. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's Pat freaking Spencer. And I'm not denigrating the guy, but if we're down to criticizing Kerr for not playing the 11th man in crunch time, and I'm willing to say, yeah, he probably should have played him, but what are we talking about?
The caller called.
Like, what are we talking about? And here's the other thing about Spencer. Like, I guess he's on a two-way. They gotta keep his games down. Not that that meant anything last night. But the other thing is just because Pat Spencer's playing well one game, does he deserve to play in crunch time because he's playing well one game?
In a game that
Buddy Hield stinks.
But we can't ignore Steph wasn't available. Jimmy went out. So now at that point, the answer is hell yes to me. Whoever's showing something,
all right. So
this
last
is
night,
the game.
Last night was one of the four games that the 12th man in your team helped you, and he took him out with 4 minutes to go. And so you can blame him for that. And I don't know whether Spencer would have finished 3 for 3 in the last 4 minutes or 0 for 3.
Let's talk about him. How would you describe Pat as a player? Forget what you think he is and the 12th man. But no, seriously, you don't just do that, Stani, and you're a super-duper scrub. You're not saying or talking, but you keep putting that number attached to him. He's the 12th man.
Right.
You and I fought over
Moody. Do you think he should be a 7th man? Should
no,
Pat
I'm
Spencer?
Not doing, I
okay,
will not
well then,
let one perform.
Well,
but
then
I am
he's
curious
a 12th
now.
Man.
I am curious as to is there something more? Because Moody was in the same place, and look what he did. He's now a starter, and you and I fought. You were like, Guru Moody's just a guy. Then we did it with Kuminga. You know, so I'm truly just asking you your assessment.
And I'm telling you my assessment. If you want to say Pat Spencer should have played the last 5 minutes, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Do I think it was an egregious mistake? I don't know, because I don't know how Spencer would have played in the last 5 minutes.
Do you think
minutes.
He might be better than you thought off
no.
of last night? You ain't going.
No,
you
got, he had a great game. Mm-hmm. Like, he had a really good game. Maybe he should have played the last 5 minutes. I don't know. But, okay, what should Spencer be tomorrow against Philly?
if you're telling me Jimmy and Steph, we know Steph's out and Jimmy's not going to play, I would try to get him some more minutes. I'm curious.
And just keep in mind, there was a game again last night. We're mad that Spencer didn't play the last 5 minutes. Where was Kuminga late in the game? And of course, what happened to Moses Moody? We could have used Mutt.
Yeah, he was off.
When you have a team that's so reliant on the big three and you got seven other guys, guess what? They don't play well every night. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Moody doesn't play well. Pods doesn't play well. Spencer doesn't. Nobody plays well every night of the role players. So night to night, he's got to figure out what to do. Now, if you think the one night a guy's playing well, just go with him. That's fine. Yeah, but Kerr always says, you need to string a couple games together before he makes those kind of changes.
Mm. And like I said, this could have been Gee Santos, any other Warrior, and I'd feel the same way I feel about had they had this game, 17 points out of nowhere. I mean, listen to Tim Roy's call. We got it. We could play it later, Stoney. I mean, it was just a source that was so unlikely, a guy able to get buckets, penetrate, and do the things that Pat Spencer did. It was fun for everybody. Fitz, I don't even got – Kalina, everybody, and every Warrior fan for this one game is scratching their head, and I love that you even say, okay, hey, I'll get you one game. Maybe you should have played. Just questions why he got pulled out of that game. And that could have been Buddy, Kuminga, or whoever.
Well, of course.
I feel the same way.
All right. Well, he was wrong. Steve Kerr cost him the game.
You think he – you ask me a question, I'm going to throw it right back at you. Let's say Jimmy's out tomorrow. Does Pat Spencer become 2 cents more attractive?
Not really.
Because of what he did?
Play different positions.
No, I'm just – are you tapping into Pat because of his performance yesterday?
He's going to have to play if they have guys out all the time. But I don't think Pat Spencer's any more than we've seen him for a year and a half. Like, who is he?
I'm not saying 30 minutes, but I got to believe.
Well, he played 22 last night.
Yeah. Should have been 25, but right. Yeah.
Austin in Redwood City. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm coming down Steve Kerr next for this one. He always sabotaging the moment for the players. Mm. He did it with Klay Thompson. He did it with Moody. Now he's doing it with Pat Spencer. Why would you take out a floor general that's getting a bucket and also getting everybody else involved in a moment to put in a fake ass Steve Nash and Pods? It doesn't make any type sense. Always doing that. And another thing, and finally we're not talking about Draymond. Finally he coming through. You're taking a moment for the fans when we finally got something to cheer about other than Stephen Curry. It doesn't make any sense. And we should go get Bobo too. Okay. You know, what y'all think about that?
Yeah. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate the call.
But
I think it means bowl.
Oh.
The guy we've been talking about for 7 years. Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. I'm not going to, it was fun to watch somebody outside of Steph do what he did, and the plug got pulled for Pods.
You're comparing what Spencer did to what Curry does?
No, I'm comparing that cathedral going crazy. It sounded like a Valkyrie game. I'm comparing the goosebumps that we got when they went up 4, and I'm thinking, are they really going to lay one on OKC? Then I thought, you know what? We might win this. It's the NBA. We got OKC. They put their guard down, and at 3:56, the buzzer went off, and old Pat went to Nick Nolte mustache and went to the sideline.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk studios. I guess it's all about Pat Spencer today.
Well, the Jimmy injury, we got the news.
This is Jimmy.
I didn't even know until I got out there and I was drawing up the play with a minute to go and somebody came in the huddle, said Jimmy's down in the training room. So, and then Rick told me a few minutes later that Jimmy was, that he was going to be out the rest of the half.
All right, and they'll figure it out tomorrow. He's probably be a game time decision, but the report from Anthony Slater is it's not serious, and he has a chance to play tomorrow. So there you go.
were you at all surprised?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Quinn Post, what did you see from him? 18 minutes.
I mean,
you know what I like to do my check.
I mean, what I saw was a team with so many good young players, it's unbelievable.
It is.
That's what I saw last night.
No, it truly is.
What I saw is a team that quietly was missing Hardenstein,
yeah.
Dort, and Caruso, yeah. And it doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Because they've got just a slew of players that look the same and are just
it's incredible.
All pretty good.
Isaiah Joe is a dream. Cason Wallace, Donnie Mitchell. It's almost unfair of just...
And right. Jalen Williams, they only have three first-round picks this year coming
just
up.
Stop that. Jalen Williams,
Oklahoma City is – they listen, they might not win it. They might not win five in a row or two in a row. They are going to be there every year for the next 5 years.
That might be robbing them.
Well, I'm being conservative. I'm being conservative.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nick in Calgary, Alberta. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Hey. I just have a simple question for you guys to please make me understand. How the hell was Buddy Hield the one playing at the down the stretch? He's shooting below 30% from beyond the arc, and he was the one guarding shit. Like, what kind of coaching was going on? Like, it's beyond me on that point. You can't tell me that you have Seth, you had Brandon there, and you have Draymond, who all of can shoot three-pointers. There was no reason for Buddy to be there for, like, the last 7 or 8 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I would have tried. Well, I love the call. I couldn't believe it as I watched it. Again, I would have had young Will Richard trying to, even if he would have got took to the cleaners, it's okay, it's Shea. But to have Buddy, like he's pipping on Shea, Stoney, I just, man.
Well, listen, if you're feeling this way about Buddy Hield, he can't play. Then don't play him because you have to live with – he's not shooting well. He's shooting 30% from three. He's not making threes. And this is one of the things that I always say. I always think it's easy to say, oh, well, shooting never goes. And shooting never goes. You can shoot when you're – you can shoot when you're 40, and I know he's only 33, but it's just getting a little harder for Buddy Hield to create space. The split-second three-point shot goes from open to contested in a hurry.
But if he's being asked to play defense, that's where his legs could be going.
No kidding. Well, he's Buddy Hield. But this is what I mean. When you acquire Buddy Hield and he's on your team, if you're not going to play him 18 minutes a game and give him a chance to make five threes, then he can't be on the team. Mm-hmm. Like And unfortunately, he's only helped him win, I think, two games this year. The Lakers opener, and then he had a real big game and a blowout win. Last year, he was more impactful in a lot of the wins. Like when Buddy makes 4 of 7 threes or 5 of 9 or 10, Like, they're a better team, but he hasn't done that yet this year. So do you go away from him completely? I don't know. I just go back to Steve Kerr and what we know about him for the last 13 to 15 years. And when in doubt, he's going to lean on a veteran. We know that about him. And again, if we're changing directions, if that's where we're at this year, then I don't think Steve Kerr's the right coach for this team. But until he gets fired or he walks away, we know what his tendencies are. We just do. And some people don't like him. Kevin in Pleasanton's calling back. What's up, Kevin? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Apologize for that.
Oh,
and I want to chime in on Steve Kerr's comments that you played at the start of the segment. I wanted to say lies, lies, lies. Goo, you're totally right. Steve Kerr contradicted himself. It's unfortunate that he took Pat Spencer's Jeremy Lin moment because God knows who knows what could happen. I wanted to drop that bomb. That was a Jeremy Lin moment for Pat Spencer. And Steve Kerr stole it because of Steve Kerr, as Donnie just says, has tendencies and he can't get out of his own way. And unfortunately, until Steve leaves, we are stuck with what we stuck with. The roster construction is the way it is, and Steve designed it. All these other teams have athletic talent. The Warriors chose to keep everything around Steph. 10 years ago, it wasn't about just Steph. Everybody ate. That's why it was such a joy. No one eats but Steph, and that's the way it's been constructed. And unfortunately, we're dealing with the antique show. Right? Draymond wanted to be hurt last night. He wanted to be hurt.
Yeah, I thought he was angling.
Wow, that's strong, man.
I thought he was angling last night.
He said he wanted
early
to be hurt.
Anyway.
Wow.
Go ahead, finish up, Kevin.
Anyway, guys, thanks a lot. I just wanted to say it is what it is. So, unfortunately, until Steve's gone, we're out.
Appreciate it.
I'm not there. And that's why you say we should know Steve. Pods is no veteran, not to me, but again, that's who he chose to sub in for Pat Spencer. And I would ride or feel this way and have this anguish if any other Warrior was having that moment. But I said that last night, Donnie, who cares about my video, but I said it. He was robbed, Patrick Spencer, of a moment that I felt
earned. He had moments.
And then it came to an end, and it changed the game and helped the Thunder run away.
You know, Dominique Wilkins...
One of my favorites.
Got the most respect in a game he lost against Larry Bird and the Celtics when they had the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So there are instances of games where Pat Spencer was great. They just happened to lose, but that can still be his signature game. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I bet we get an apology.
From who?
Kerr. If Moody got one a couple years ago against Sac and he said he forgot about him, this one's coming. This is a hurricane.
He didn't forget about Pat Spencer.
Guess.
He made a decision.
Yeah, and I think in the moment he took the wrong guy out. Nothing against Pods.
Okay,
this don't help Pods either. And I know you guys. Oh, who cares about that?
But
this
see,
is the type of stuff that don't hurt.
But see, here's
he played his game. He got wide open, took a shot, he missed it, turned the ball over. But he's going to be looked at as the black sheep as to he subbed himself in for Pods for Spencer, and he didn't. But damn, do you take that guy that's hot like Pat out of the game, Coach Kerr? You're too smart and good. You're a made man. How? I think that's more
some
than
of the
fair.
Things that go into his decision. You're discounting. Mm. Like, okay, what would Stine? What would you have done? Would you have kept Spencer in? Okay, let me say that. What if I would have kept him in for now? First of all, when was the sub made? About
3 minutes. 3 minutes and 56 seconds. He went out.
4 minutes.
4:54.
4:54. Okay, so at that time,
Spencer scored at 4:54. He went out the game at 3:56.
Okay, so at 3:56, when he leaves Spencer in, at that point, does he know if he's leaving him in for the rest of the game or not?
That's a question you'd have to ask Steve.
Okay, because
my
then
point is his ass wouldn't have came off the floor
okay,
for
well, then
a
he would
millisecond.
Then he would have to play 10 consecutive minutes, which nobody cares about because... You know, I think that's a lot for a guy on the end of the bench to play consecutively. Okay, here's the other thing. Well, now he thinks Spencer needs a blow, but maybe he wants to keep Spencer in. But did you hear what he said? We haven't played Pajemski and Spencer together. He went to Pajemski, that cost Spencer. Could you have said, well, he should have kept Spencer in and put Pods in? Yes, He could have done that, right. But clearly it's a lineup they don't use a lot. So he made a decision, and it didn't work out. Yeah. But I'm also a firm believer that it could have worked out, but they still would have lost that game, possibly. But listen, I'm not going to sit here and say
it
was a great decision to take Spencer out. But again, to me, this has always been an age-old question. When the subs get you back into a game and it's 5 minutes left, do you stick with them or do you bring back the starters?
I always thought there was a code that you ride it out.
Well, what if Steph Curry's sitting on the bench?
Well, it's a different story.
Exactly. So it depends.
Lost by 12.
That did happen.
What do you mean?
I mean, they didn't lose the game by three or four. Like, they lost by 12 points.
But
they scored 5 points in the final 5 minutes of the game.
But
so you're saying it wasn't that close?
But no.
Right, because you took the fire. Did you put a fire extinguisher on the guy that had to build it rocking and got you up four? You were up four. Evan, you're right. When I look at the final, like, but there was, I believe Kerr was a part of why you lost by 12 by taking the hot man out. It's
saying
not that hard.
How does this sound? You could call me crazy if you want. Saying that Pat Spencer was the difference between the Warriors winning and losing last night is unbelievably disrespectful to the OKC Thunder. He was guarding Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the reigning MVP, who's averaging 33 a night. You're saying that Pat Spencer was the difference between winning and losing against that guy.
I'm not mad at that, and I'll give you the win, but I will follow up with, when they went up four, Evan, the Warriors, there were 6 minutes left, was Pat Spencer a big part of the reason why they had the Thunder down four and erasing a 22-point lead?
He was, and so was the guy who he got subbed in for. I'm not saying that it was wrong or right, but to me, to say that he's the difference in the game is completely stripping a team that is 21-1 of any responsibility for the outcome. They kicked your ass the final 4 minutes of the game. Yeah. It didn't matter who was on the floor.
My point is, you don't go away from the hot hand. You don't put the hot hand on the bench, Donnie.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live-working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Monty Poole coming up at 12:30. NBC Sports Bay Area covers the Warriors. He'll have a lot to say about last night's game. It was a damn good game. That segment brought to you by the Los Altos Village Association.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.